You're listening to a web-only version of this segment. Please advise that full versions of these songs may contain mature or explicit language. I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
First, we have an Oklahoma City band with a much-anticipated sophomore album.
Following up on its locally celebrated 2013 debut, Memory Marrow, Oklahoma City band Talos put out its second record, Waist Deep, this week, and it's a doozy. A twitchy, non-committal mishmash of suddenly accelerating and decelerating drum beats, arcing multi-part vocal harmonies, and curious digital texturing that marks the indie rock band as one of the city's most distinct. And just when you think Talos exclusively deals in heady rhythms and uncommon songwriting constructions, they drop a catchy, tenderly sung ballad in the middle of the record, a collaboration with local folk singer Samantha Crane called Sprawl. Waist Deep sounds to me like it was recorded by a band that's anxious and uncertain about its future, but plodding forward, optimistic nonetheless. I'm Fine, singer Josh Hogsett insists on the song The Dead Sea, shortly after he says that he's tongue-tied. With Talos' very dedicated local following of young fans who turn out to their shows to dance and sing along, you have to wonder if they're onto something, that maybe they've figured out how to channel that anxiety into some kind of release.
That's Oklahoma City band Talos with The Dead Sea off their new album, Waist Deep. The band will play an album release show inside an empty swimming pool on Saturday at City Prez, 829 Northwest 13th Street in Oklahoma City. Next, a Boston rock band is aiming to keep fans safe at their concerts.
Boston rock band Speedy Ortiz announced on its Facebook page this week that it has set up a hotline for its concert goers. Harassment and intolerance will not be permitted at tonight's show or at other Speedy Ortiz shows, the announcement reads. It goes on, this includes but is not limited to racism, sexism, classism, homophobia, transphobia, ableism, and all other oppressive and marginalizing actions and microaggressions, end quote. While the implementation of such a hotline seems like it would require a certain amount of buy-in from venue security wherever Speedy Ortiz plays, it's a very thoughtful gesture that I'm sure many of its fans will appreciate. At various times in its history, rock music's cultivated a macho dude culture that tends to alienate anybody who isn't a young white man. So any effort to dispel that is welcome in my book. Speedy Ortiz aren't playing in Oklahoma anytime soon, but I've been to enough rowdy shows here to know that some bands might do well to adopt such a practice. Here's Speedy Ortiz with the song The Graduates off their most recent album, Foil Deer.
Pushing on me. think of every day.
That's Speedy Ortiz with The Graduates off their most recent album, Foil Deer. Finally, a musician most known for fronting bands strikes out on his own.
The vast, vast majority of working musicians are not famous people, at least not at the level of can't go outside for fear of the paparazzi famous. I imagine Mumford & Sons' drummer, for instance, probably shops for his groceries undisturbed. But many do enjoy a sort of subtle, silent celebrity. I'm talking about the quiet satisfaction that comes with contributing to a song or a film score, or perhaps even just a melody or particular lyric that, for a time, captured the public's consciousness. Canadian Nick Thorburn is one such musician. Maybe you've heard his performance name Nick Diamonds before, or one of the many indie bands he's played in, Mr. Heavenly, Islands, The Unicorns, but you're much more likely to have heard the shuffling, somewhat ominous theme to the podcast Serial, which Thorburn composed and that you're hearing right now. Here he is in actual song format with a bonus take from his last record, City of Quartz, titled Specimen Days.
These are the goals.
That's Nick Diamond with Specimen Days, and this has been Sample Size. In the new issue of A Look at OKC, writer Becky Carmen talks to Tallows about the recording of the band's second album. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.